I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The music might not be what you expect. For 6 years now, the Iridium Quartet has been exploring and commissioning new works for multiple saxophones. What they found is not jazz, not band music, but classical chamber music for the 21st century. The Iridium will perform in several Albuquerque venues this month. And with us is the quartet's baritone saxophonist, UNM music professor Eric Lau. Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The Iridium is comprised, actually, of a variety of saxophones.
That's correct. There are four different sizes, the soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone. We have low notes, we have the mid-range, and we also have high notes. So it makes the options of pitch much wider, so we can sound more like a string quartet or a choir.
Many people might not know that the saxophone actually was conceived as an orchestral instrument.
Yes. When Adolf Sax invented the saxophone in the 1840s, he made two sets, in fact. There was the orchestral set, which was in C and F, and then there was the band set, which was in B-flat and E-flat. The orchestral ones all went by the wayside, and now all the ones we have are the B-flat and E-flat ones. Adolf Sax was very aggressive about promoting his instrument, and part of that promotion was trying to get people to write music for the instrument. We're going to be playing one of the very early quartets at this concert that we're doing from the 1870s.
So there is, therefore, something of a catalog of music for the saxophone quartet.
It's picked up a lot of steam in the last few years, I would say, or maybe the last 20 or 30 years, but there definitely is repertoire that goes back over 100 years.
But you and the Iridium have decided to focus more on new music, even commissioning music.
Yes, we have spent a lot of time working directly with composers to have music written for us, and they have been very interested in writing for the instrument, and I think they like the color that the instrument has, or the variety of colors and the flexibility, and also our eagerness to try it out. It's sort of a nice collaboration, and often there's some experimentation between the two sides.
So, true to form, this Albuquerque concert, which is on March 31st, focuses on very new music, despite that one piece from the 19th century.
I think everything else is from the 21st century. We skipped the entire 20th century for this program. So we've been working on a composition written for us by Peter Lewin. It's a fun piece called Skylines. And the second saxophone quartet by Steve Danu, it's called Chant, has a sort of a meditative chant-like quality to it. And between those two pieces, Skylines and Chant, you have very different ends of the spectrum. One is active and motor rhythm and minimalistic that just goes and goes and goes and goes. And the other one, which is very still a lot of the time.
And I was surprised when I heard some of your meditative music, because that was not what I was expecting from a saxophone quartet.
You know, it's funny, I've been spending most of my career having people say to me things like, well, I didn't know that this is what this was going to sound like. We certainly enjoy playing that kind of music. That's something that we have had a lot of fun doing, is the lyrical things and the meditative things.
UNM Professor Eric Lau and his colleagues in the Iridium Saxophone Quartet are in concert March 31st at Albuquerque's Cathedral of St. John. They'll also be taking part in this year's J.D. Robb Composers Symposium at UNM. For information and to listen to the Iridium, visit kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.